Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is July 6th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was. And yes, it was a really happening week, and we'll try to cover as much as we can within the time that we have.
Mercury is the planet of the rational mind, therefore the planet of making decisions. Last week, Mercury was stationary in the heavens at the end of its retrograde period, making it an important time for decisions. The supreme decision makers, ostensibly acting with supreme rationality, came down with another of their convoluted retrograde decisions last week.
Yes, please note that retrograde Mercury was exactly conjunct the USA's natal Mars in Gemini, indicating for major controversy between two points of view. No surprise, then, that the Supremes' ruling was deeply divided 5-4 along obviously ideological lines.
This ruling was in the Religious Freedoms Department. The infamous case of Hobby Lobby, a national, privately owned chain of stores whose owners are big-time billionaire evangelical Christians and who objected to being forced by Obamacare to include certain types of contraception coverage that they don't like as part of their company's mandated employer-provided health insurance.
The point here being whether a for-profit company with thousands of employees can itself have religious rights, which in turn justify its limiting the rights of their workers to have comprehensive health insurance. So, with this precedent, corporations don't just have protected rights like people, they can have protected beliefs too. Just think of the possibilities.
The court was careful to emphasize that the ruling does not protect employers from engaging in other forms of discrimination under the pretense of religious faith.
So the Supremes are saying, don't worry, folks, this just applies to controlling the fertilizing of human eggs and nothing more.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Stay tuned for more lawsuits from corporations, ostensibly with their own beliefs. And here's another Mercury retrograde item that surfaced last week. Mercury, being the planet of communications and the media, of course, makes Mercury the planet of social media, and when retrograde, indicates for some rather sketchy operations.
It turns out Facebook has been using its members as lab rats for a mass psychology experiment without first telling them. Facebook altered hundreds of thousands of users' news feeds to their Facebook page to see if more happy or more sad info would lead people posting more negative or more positive posts. And it turns out the answer is yes.
Yeah, they were investigating a sociological theory called emotional contagion, and now their little experiment has been made public, and people are vociferously complaining about the ethics guiding the study.
They messed with our news feed!
Yeah, Facebook maintains users technically agree to be party to such experiments. It's somewhere in that 100-page document of terms and conditions that you never read and clicked yes on when you signed up. Another wrinkle to this, it appears the Pentagon was involved in this project, part of its research in how to control the masses.
Ah, an Orwellian version of Mercury retrograde striking us this time. The planet of the inquisitive rational mind gone very, very much awry.
Mercury retrograde periods are good for going back over the past and making corrections. General Motors made another correction to its former business practices. The company announced yet another recall, this time for over 8 million vehicles, bringing their total recalls this year to over 25 million, an all-time record for recalls by a single automaker in 1 year.
Venus is the planet of value, now transiting in Taurus, the sign of materiality. GM also announced that it has decided to pay $1 million compensations to the families of victims killed in those accidents caused by its defective cars. Note how GM execs chose such a nice round figure as the value of an ordinary person's life.
All right, checking in with Mars-Uranus manifestations around the globe. Birth of a Nation continues in the Mideast, now augmented by the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The Islamist group ISIL has tightened its grip on the Syria-Iraq border, essentially erasing that international boundary.
In light of that fact, they have changed their name from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant to simply the Islamic State.
Okay, so from ISIL to ICE? Save some typing space.
Yeah, anyway, they have been making progress on more than one front. They captured Syria's main oil field, putting a bigger squeeze on that country and Assad's regime. Furthermore, the leader of the Islamist rebels, the now newly self-appointed caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, made a rare appearance and gave a sermon at Friday prayers in a mosque in Mosul, and was even photographed.
And on the other side of that conflict, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki vows he will not step down and will run for a third term, in spite of both foreign and domestic pressure on him to step aside.
Meanwhile, over in Asia, Hong Kong was manifesting Mars opposite Uranus last week as tens of thousands poured into the streets protesting against the heavy hand of mainland China. The Hong Kongers were demonstrating for more autonomy and more self-rule.
And keeping track of another ongoing rebellion, Russian separatists in Ukraine have evidently suffered a major defeat. The city of Slavyansk, one of their strongholds, has fallen to government soldiers.
And unfortunately, Israel-Palestine tensions have boiled over again, after Israeli soldiers finally found the bodies of three abducted Jewish teenagers in Hebron. There was, of course, swift retaliation. Israeli warplanes bombed Gaza, and then Jewish extremists killed a Palestinian teenager, gruesomely burning his body to a crisp, and as can be expected, the situation is in danger of spinning out of control, with Palestinian leaders calling for another jihad, etc.
Checking in with the USA chart, we see that Saturn, the planet of obstruction, has been transiting in the 11th house, the House of Congress. Saturn is now retrograde, making its restrictive, obstructive quality even stronger. Meanwhile, Mars, the planet of action and results, has been transiting in the 10th house of the leadership, i.e. the president and his party.
Last week, fed up with the obstruction of the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, the president declared, "Okay, guys, you don't want to take action? I will," specifically on the immigration and undocumented residents problem, which recently got much worse with a huge influx of tens of thousands of unaccompanied minors from Central America hitting the Texas border.
The Repubs have been really upset with the Prez and all his executive orders. Johnny Boehner says he's gonna file a lawsuit to stop him.
And Obama's response, "Bring it on, baby," and we quote here, "So sue me." And on that note, we'll be taking a closer look at Mr. Obama's chart in part 3 of this week's report.
Okay, that'll do it for now. And just a reminder for our viewers, Astrology News Report is now posting on Twitter. You can get daily updates, join the conversation, share with your friends by following us on Twitter at Astro News Report.
And so we conclude this week's review of the week. Please be sure to click in with us next week.